Our very best is the title of what I'm going to talk about today. And I'm plagiarizing a little bit from myself for something that I had written in one of our editorials in the update, but I want to use it. It's a saying, it goes something like this: good, better, best. Always let your good be better and your better, best. How many of you have ever heard that? Oh, these best people over here have heard it. Well, that approach has an absolute true parallel in the Word of God, in the Bible. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. It's this, a very simple statement I take from that verse. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. Solomon writes, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might." I don't know how often that admonition rings in the back of our minds as we take on new challenges and go through life, but it certainly is a guidepost that can strengthen us. And today I'd like to apply that to our conversion, the path, the walk that we are on in this way of life, and ask that question: are we doing our very best? I'm not talking about just our best, but our very best. Are we constantly growing to become more and more like Jesus Christ in our service to God? I don't know if you've noted that through the months and even the years, how often we go back to the admonition that Peter gave that we should continue to grow in the stature of Jesus Christ. That's an ongoing process. And those who don't, as we've also heard, tend to atrophy, not a healthy condition for a plant or a person. I have some examples in regard to the title I have, Our Very Best, examples of those who serve God with all of their might. And I'd like to start with the widow. It's worth it to spend some time contemplating what this widow did. And Jesus saw it. He spoke of it. He inspired it to be recorded in his word, the word of God, the Bible. Luke 12, let's read verses 41 through 44. Thinking again of, well, what can a widow do to add to the work of God? Little old me, what can I do? Well, whatever you can do, you need to do with all of your might. Now, in verse 41, Luke 12, verse 41, "Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites," which made a quadrants. "So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, 'Assuredly, I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all of those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of the abundance, but she out of the poverty," or her poverty, "put in all that she had, her whole livelihood.'" That was a conscious decision when she went up, and however she did it, she placed that little sum in the treasury. What effect did that have? What effect is it having, I should ask, because we're talking about it, I'm talking about it right now, we're reading about it. It has echoed through the centuries as such a marvelous example. That widow gave all that she had. She did her very best. That was the measure by which Christ judged her and used her as an example for all time. You don't hear about those who put in much out of their plenty, but she who put in all out of her poverty. My next example is David. David, we know, was a man after God's own heart. And one of the things he really rallied to was the cause of God and the government of God, the nation that God had chosen. He was, let's say, zealous to the nth degree in that respect. And he really wanted to build a house for God. It was in his heart to move those holy things out of a tent and into a permanent structure. He even had an initial go for it from one of the prophets, but it turned out that that was changed, and the lot fell to his son Solomon. But in spite of that, what did David do? 1 Chronicles 29, verses 2 through 3. The zeal of David could not be capped. He did what he could, what God would allow him to do. He wasn't allowed because he was a man involved in war and the spilling of blood. 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 2. David recounts this. It's almost like a will and last testimony on the part of David. "Now for the house of my God, I have prepared with all my might gold of things to be made of gold, silver of things to be made of silver, bronze for things of bronze, iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones, and marble slabs in abundance." And I think that was a key understanding here of the abundance with which David is preparing. "Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasures of gold and silver." David was restrained from having an immediate hand in the work of God that his son would complete. And yet he prepared in the time that he had for the future. David was zealous to serve God. He did his very best in preparing for the future. I hope that gives us a sense about why we're here at the feast in preparing for the future. What we are doing does matter in preparation for the kingdom that will be established on this earth to rule the physical world that will be revived and restored by Jesus Christ. Another example I have is Jesus. And I'd like to just pick one thing that he said personally, because this arose from how committed he was to the job he had to do in serving the Father and humanity. John 15 and verse 13. Jesus says this to his disciples. And this is an example for us, brethren. Maybe not to be hung on a stake, but to commit our lives to serving others in the way that Jesus did. John 15 and verse 13. "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Jesus did not sin. He withheld himself from any of this world's attractions or enticements in order to be our sacrifice. He did his very best on our behalf. Not much in terms of putting self first here, is there? And yet, by doing this, he was filled with joy in anticipation of the future, as we can read about in Hebrews 12. I won't turn there, but the first couple of scriptures, that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. So we see that doing the very best that we can now does pay off in the future, if we can believe what God has told us. And then the Father is my last example. And guess where I'm going? Which scripture I will read in this regard? John 3:16. And I read it from a little different perspective, because here we see God doing the best that he could, providing the best that he could to ensure that all of us make it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God's goal is to give us everlasting life. Everything from before creation has been pointing to this fact. The Father gave his greatest offering. He did his very best on our behalf. Now, I'd like to coast to a conclusion here by asking, how can we do our very best? How can we do what we do with all of our might individually? Some verses out of Colossians chapter 3. Paul is writing to the church then and now and into the future. Here's how we can do our very best, by keeping this overriding set of instructions in mind. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him, having and developing that intimate relationship with Jesus Christ and the Father. And you must have a dual relationship. You can't just have a relationship with one or the other. The door open to the Father was revealed by Jesus Christ, and it's in his name that we do things. Colossians 3 also, again, verse 23 and verse 24. Again, moving this to the front burner, so to speak. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Our service, our care, our love, if it's directed to God as it should be, we can also learn to direct it to our fellow man, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. We serve the Lord Christ. Let us do so with all of our might until our good is better and our better is best, and not only best, brethren, our very best.